Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I see your light is breaking through. The dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you fight my every battle. And I will not fear.
Glory to God. Good morning. Glory to God. I believe that you are. I believe you're having a great day today. It's a wonderful day, beautiful day. So some are out already, some are up, some are in bed. It's like we said yesterday, yeah, it's a season. You could take some time to rest. But really, really, it's a beautiful day. Glory to God. It's so beautiful. Beautiful day. I would like us to start off with this wonderful song, Soul Will Sing, by Travis Green. Just let it play, and then just, you know, you could begin to pray in tongues underneath your breath. Just let the song be a blessing. Let it refresh. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In a man.
Oh, my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Get up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my soul will sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll sing
God, you're holy, I'll sing. Hallelujah. In a motion.
Because you're worthy, I'll sing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, glory to God. I believe that helped a little bit. Just you go ahead again and just acknowledge Him and thank Him. Just praise Him, glory to God. And on all forever, God, so big, God, in the name that I am. And we worship You, we worship You. Our soul sings to You. Our soul rejoices. Our soul rejoices. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We are grateful for Your love. We are grateful for Your kindness. We are grateful for Your wisdom. We are grateful for Your protection. We are grateful for Your blessing. We are grateful. Oh, it is indeed a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. It is indeed. It is indeed a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. A day of victory. A day of victory. A day of victory. A day of victory. Yes, because You cause us to triumph always. Always in every situation, over every circumstance. You cause us to triumph, and we're excited about this. Hallelujah. We're excited about this. Praise God. So welcome. All right, welcome to this morning faith booster. 7 a.m. every morning, within 20 to 30 minutes, you will just get ourselves energized, stirred up, you know, worship a bit, pray a bit, you know, and then exhort mainly, you know. It's a time of exhortation and sharing and encouragement, and possibly when this whole stay-at-home period is over, we might move it to about 6:30 in the morning, maybe 6, but 6:30 might be fine. And I believe we will be blessed. We all will be blessed, you know, greatly and refreshed. So yesterday when we had the evening service, you know, there was a very important thought, you know, about the need for every believer to give attention to meditating and developing that increased consciousness of the person of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus said, I'm not leaving you alone. That's what He said to disciples in John 16. He said, I'm not leaving you alone. You're not alone, you know. Verse 7, He said, you know, you're sad. Sorrow has filled your heart because of these things that I say to you. He's not leaving us alone. In John 14, 17, He said, I do not leave you comfortless. I come back to you. So Jesus is back. Hallelujah. He came back in the person of the Holy Spirit. He came back in the person of the Holy Ghost. He said, I am My Father, I'll come and dwell in you. How? It's by the Holy Spirit. So child of God, you are not alone. You are not alone. God is with you. God is in you. God is for you. God's presence is made available to us by His Spirit. Wherever you are listening in right now, God's presence is made available to you by His Spirit. What else is the assurance of victory? How was David able to win? It was that consciousness of who God was to them as the nation of Israel. How was Gideon able to win? It was the assurance and the revelation he received from the angel and the comforting words that he was allowed to hear from the enemy's camp. But still in the line of revelation, just how mighty God had made them and done with mighty things for them. So it was God's presence. God's presence made a difference. All through the stay in the wilderness, it was the presence of God that no beast, no wild beast could attack them. No dog could even bark at them. 40 years in the wilderness, that's the presence of God. Knowing that the psalmist said, tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of the God. It says, when he brought Israel out of captivity, the mountains were skipping like rams. Hills were skipping like little lambs. The presence of God is always a difference maker. In the case of Jesus, we're told in Acts 10 that God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, that Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. That presence. And you and I are not without the presence. Bible calls us in 1 Corinthians 3, the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in us. You and I, God's temple, you and I. You know, I know many might wake up this morning, you know, wanting to build a special altar, you know, of prayer. You know, no, but the temple needs no altar. You are the place of prayer. You are the temple. The temple is a much bigger revelation than altars. Altars, you know, were earlier, you know, revealed first of all, and then God showed Moses the picture of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle. And then it was built into a temple. And don't forget, in that temple comprised everything. We had the brazen altar. But the biggest place was the most holy place, where the presence of God was. You know, the cherubims, the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat. And that's where we are, that throne of grace, that place of mercy. That's where we dwell. You are now that moving, breathing, walking, living temple of God. And we cannot overemphasize this fact. The church of Jesus in this revelation is yet in its infancy. We're yet to come into the fullness of the revelation of God living in us. It's a big one. The very God of Israel, the one whom they, you know, dreaded to hear and asked Moses, you go listen to him, tell us whatever he says. That great God of Israel that, you know, if you do not approach him with due protocol, you could be struck dead or burnt with fire. That great God of Israel that they couldn't write his name, and his name couldn't be written except with alphabets, you know, consonants. And they couldn't write his name without first cleansing themselves. That great God of Israel that told David, you can't build me a house. Your son will build me a house. But listen, who even told you I need a house? Made with human hands. That great God of Israel now has made you and I his home. Glory to God. The great God of Israel has now come to live in us, to dwell in us. Oh, such honor, such privilege, such, wow, such grace that the great God of Israel. What then is in front of us? What then do we face? What then would you likely face today? He puts you over in wisdom. He puts you over with power. He puts you over with favor. Today, it's a day of favor because he's with you. He is for you. The greatest of all is in you. He lives in you. So whatever you face today, you face it with him. Whatever faces you today, doesn't meet you alone. You're never alone. He is with you. Hallelujah. He's in you. All his energy available for you and I. You're never alone, child of God. Never think that. I know we know these things mentally, but when we're faced with issues, we just suddenly forget. But you are never alone. Never, ever. Jesus told disciples, he said, listen, soon the time will come where you will not leave me. You will run away. You will run for your lives. And then you will leave me alone. But he said, but I'm never alone. Because my Father is always with me. And we're always quick to say, well, that's Jesus. No. Jesus came to show us how to live on this earth. His language ought to be our language. Because our aim at the end of this all, you know, is that we may grow into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So wherever you are, you need to remind yourself, I'm never, hallelujah. Oh, I'm never alone. I might feel alone at times. I might feel lonely oftentimes. Whatever it is that you want to say, but always end it with, Lord, thank you. Because I'm never alone. You are more real to me than the people around me. You're more real to me than what I face. In fact, you existed before this thing in front of me. You showed up first. You even showed up before I showed up. You're more real to me, Lord. You're more real to me. You saved. Thank you for making me your home. Thank you for not just coming to visit me and go away. That you now live in me. You live in me. I am your temple. I am your house. I am your tabernacle. Thank you. Whatever I face it with you. Whatever I face knowing that I am never, never alone. Child of God, this is you. This is your confession. This is your confession. This is your confession. This is your confession. Never, ever alone. Never, ever alone. No matter how many horrible news you hear today, no matter what disappointments might come your way today, never alone. Never alone. Don't forget that God is the one who makes a road in the wilderness. He makes streams in the desert. He's the one that is with you. He's the one that is with you. So you step into your day trusting in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not onto your own understanding. The Bible correctly says, in all our ways, we acknowledge him, then he directs our path. He wants to lead and guide and instruct. His wisdom is here for you. For that emotional case, for that financial situation, for that career challenge, for that business issue, for that family situation, for that thing, whatever it is that nobody knows, that you might not have been able to share with anyone. Excuse me. You've not been able to share with anyone or, you know, those things. You're not alone in this. You're not alone. Never. Never alone. Oh, the greater one is in you. The Bible says it's greater. Greater than what? In context, if you pick it from verse 1 of 1 John chapter 4, it's talking about spirits. Spirits of Antichrist gone into the world already. But it says greater. The greater one is in you. Which is greater than spirits. And you know it's greater than all kinds of spirits. It is the greater one. And you are the one that carries the greater one. So greater is he that is in you than whatever it is you face. Whatever. Whatever. Symptom, sickness. Whatever it is you face. You know? Whatever it is you face. That pain in your back. The pain in your neck. That discomforting feeling. You know, that horrible pain that has been there a few weeks now. Maybe a few months now. Whatever it is, he's greater than sickness and disease. He's greater than anything we come through. Oh, glory to God. Could you lift your hands where you are? Just acknowledge the greater one. Thank you. Thank you. We acknowledge you. You are the greater one. You are the greater one. You are the greater one. And you live in me. Just, yeah, personalize it. You live in me. You live in me. You live in me. You live in me. You are the spirit of resurrection. Hallelujah. And you live in me. 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 Yeah, that's it. Let the power of God minister to your body. Let it minister to your mind right now. You live in me. You are the greater one. You live in me. You live in me. You are the greater one. You live inside me. You are my victory. You live in me. You live in me. You correct whatever is wrong. Your presence in me brings healing. Your presence in me brings health. Your presence in me gives me direction. Your presence in me gives me victory. Your presence in me gives me clarity. Clarity in my mind. Your presence in me. I've got the greater one in me. I've got the greater one in me. I've got the greater one in me. So I make the right decisions today. I make the right decisions today. I've got the greater one in me. So I walk in wisdom today. I've got the greater one in me. So I walk in favor today. I've got the greater one in me. So I walk in power. I walk in power today. I've got the greater one on my inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm never defeated. So I would never quit. However, things may turn, I would never quit. Because I would never be defeated. The greater one is on my inside. His wisdom is super abundantly available unto me. Oh, and I walk in his wisdom today. I walk in his favor today. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are. Hallelujah. You could pray in other tongues. Kena ma frogodosove. Iba koso vintagata. Never alone. Never alone. Never alone. And the victory of Jesus is our victory. So allow me bless us again, you know, with this beautiful song by Todd Donnelly. You know, victory belongs to Jesus. You could use it to worship right now. You could just use it as you pray in tongues for a few minutes. We might not play it to the very end. You know, but just let it bless you. Glory to God.
Who will stand against the Lord? No one can, no one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can, no one will. Oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, 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 oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. So who can stand?
Hallelujah. I just want you to repeat that again to yourself. Victory belongs to Jesus. But now say, victory belongs to me. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me. Victory belongs to Jesus. Because the victory of Jesus wasn't for himself. He didn't come here for himself. He didn't confront Satan and his hordes for himself. He did it all for me, all for me. His victory is our victory. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 So it's great. It's a great, 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 great day today because I've got victory. You have victory. You have victory. And everybody around us right? We can help them to see victory, see the victory of Jesus and how it impacts our daily lives and how it impacts our daily walk, because he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our own peace was laid upon him. By his stripes we are healed. I know you know that verse, but permit me to say it again, and maybe a bit slower now. He was wounded for our transgression. What that means is he, in his own wound, came because of our own transgression. So he was punished for us, all right? All right, he was bruised, again, wounded, you know, injured for our own iniquities, because of our iniquities. He was wounded. So once again, he's punished. Then chastisement, the word punishment again, the chastisement of our peace, all right? So he was wounded for transgressions, bruised for means, punished for our offenses. One person is punished because of our own offenses. So the punishment, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The word peace there means everything now is whole, nothing missing, all is complete, all is well. So the punishment that brings us peace, all right, was laid on him. So for us to have peace, we needed to be punished. So he came and got the punishment for us. So that means we now have peace. We now have wholeness. Nothing should be missing because he was broken. All right? You know, like when you break bread, you break it away from its wholeness. So he was broken. He was scattered. All right? That we may always be complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you could lift your hands and say, the chastisement of my peace, my wholeness. That means I look at every area of my life and everything is intact. I look at every area of my life and all is well. If it doesn't seem so right now, then this is your point of faith. Say, I believe that all is well with me. I believe that I'm whole. I have wholeness. I have peace. Every area is intact. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Why? Because the punishment that brought me peace was put on him. Hallelujah. The punishment that brought me peace. So in your business, your career, your family, your marriage, your relationship, your money, your health, your well-being, your mind, peace is your portion. Why? There was punishment that brought you peace. He was punished. So if he's punished for your peace and you still don't enjoy wholeness, then someone is being cheated right now. And God won't allow us to be cheated. So you lay hold on your peace today by faith. You've got the presence of the Holy Ghost. His presence is the fullness and completeness of our peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The punishment that brought you peace was upon him, and by stripes you enjoy your completeness and wholeness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So have a glorious, beautiful, and wonderful day. Praise God. Praise God. So we see you again this time tomorrow, 7 a.m. Have a very, 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 very blessed day. Praise God. Oh,